Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're here at 516-453-6081. Get ready for some fun. Those of you know, this is Saturday, and we're excited. Those tuning in, be sure you go ahead and have that idea in your mind, because we're going to be doing some live readings. We're going to be talking about things, and I say we, because you guys got to get ready. You haven't seen nothing until you've really talked with and had a wild time with the phenomenal, gifted and intuitive individual, Carol Cook. How are you, Carol?
Oh, I'm doing good, and I've already had some messages come through for some of your listeners. Did you want to go ahead and share with what I already shared with you today?
I will let you share, and I'm going to pull in a couple of things here. We've got people coming in. Tell them some of the things you've got, and I love all you guys that are tuned in. This is Carol. If you haven't looked on Alignable, her business is over there connected, so you can get there. I'm going to put that website up there so that you guys can connect right with Carol. So, Carol, go ahead and tell them some of the things you've picked up. And
okay. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Jethro. What I did is, when I did some meditation this morning, I got a message for a Pamela. And this Pamela is, she has some really, really strong concerns in regards to a relationship that she is in. And I was told that she needed to just breathe and let go. And when she lets go of trying to hold on, is when the magic is going to strike. It's going to happen. It may not be with the exact person that she has been struggling with or had issues with, but there's going to be like a bolt of lightning through a storm cloud. Literally, I saw the bolt, and it's just going to change her life. And so that was the message for Pamela. Just breathe, let go of trying to hold on to something, and you will be absolutely amazed what's coming for you. I had another person that I received a message for. I didn't get an exact name, but this person had a very large kitty cat, kind of like a Maine Coon. And it was they were very attached to you and used to sleep on your chest. And this cat still is sleeping, even though they've crossed the rainbow bridge. This cat is still sleeping on your chest. You can still feel the pressure of them sleeping on you. And just know that, I know this may sound strange for some people, but animals truly can be soulmates. And so that's what I feel with this kitty cat. And they will never leave you. Just beautiful.
Thank you, Carol. And those of you who tuned in, I know you guys know about the angelic universal alignment. That's Carol's helping way to come in. So those of you tuning in, get a hold of the angelic universal alignment. We have a lot of one of you writing in. I got a lot of you writing in, and you got to deal with Jethro a little bit. I'm having a little bit of a speech thing, which is hilarious for a person that's a big talker, because what I'm excited about is you guys have asked, and we've had a lot of years of it. Remember back when we used to do the magazine? We're back. We're doing Psychics Gone Wild magazine. So you want to get it picked up in your email, or you want to pick it up in physical form, all you got to do is go to psychicjethro.com and say, let me in. Because what we're doing is we'll be sending those out to you. And what's exciting about them is you can look in there. You'll see a picture of Carol. You'll be able to read it. Carol's going to do an article of what she feels with different involvements. You'll be able to pick it up. We've already got, you know, Let's Rockin' and Rollin' with Rochelle. She's got to be writing some articles. So those of you who are her fans, you've got Psychic Jethro. I'm going to be doing different things and modalities. I want to talk to you guys about the vortexes, the energies, how to take things in your physical home and use them for your abilities. Those of you know Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense was my last book that I put out, and I've got that there. And I want to be able to work with it. Those of you with children, we're going to be putting in some items of how to deal with those psychic children. You know that I raised the five. I've got all these work with it. I'm right now working with students and individuals here as a teacher and master worker here in California. And it gives you that information that you guys want to have. For those of you that are coming with Santa's coming to Psychic's Gone Wild, which you guys know, there's the big prizes. Remember, if you pick Carol on that board, Carol Cook, for $500 prize, the question is, who are her two family four-legged friends who help her cook at home? And the correct answer is Thelma and Louise. There's a picture of her. There's came up there on Facebook, and we've got other friends going here. I'm sorry, Twitter, and you're going, Jethro, every time I listen to your show, I get the most funnest feelings. I love your show, and I find these people very interesting. I have to tell you, I am a closet psychic. I have been not telling anyone because of the place I live. There's a lot of religion here, and they would probably be scared of it. But I do think that you are my secret friends. I love you so much. Just call me AB, the lady who hides out with the psychics. Well, AB, you're hiding with the right kids today, because me and Carol are here and we're friends and we're going to take you to the moon. Thank you for writing in. We just love you guys. Psychics gone wild. That's what we are. And Carol, there's a couple of questions here. Tell us a little bit about you before we pick up those phones. I know you guys are grabbing and waiting there. We'll have that 5 minutes with each of you. Carol, you have told us that you have some abilities, and I listened to the show a couple of weeks ago. What I'm amazed about is I am a male psychic, and I must ask you this question. Please don't be offended. If I date a psychic, obviously my children would be psychic if we would have that, but what happens with the extra energy? Because I'm having real trouble that I want to date women who are intuitive too, and I'm having a little bit of trouble here in Carolina.
Wow. Well, to probably date a psychic, another person that is gifted, and they don't need to be called a psychic. They could be very spiritual. They could be, involved with their church as, leading people through prayer. All these gifts indicate that a person has these energies. And when you match up with somebody, in my belief and in my opinion, with somebody who has these gifts, you become attached. That silver cord that you tether between somebody that's really important to you with them, you will, in fact, be able to finish sentences. It's kind of like it's not exactly a twin flame journey, but the extra energy either can be used very well, or it could actually, in some cases, tend to tear things down. It's not a competition. It is something that if you approach it with love, it should be handled with love.
Love that. Those of you tuned in, we're talking about the love. We're going to give you some love. Be ready to be going there. I have to tease a couple of you that are writing in. Jethro, I have to ask about this. Can we play the game with other individuals such as past hosts? I remember that I had all the answers down. I knew that Gypsy was Jan Brake Dog. I knew that DC Love was a karate expert. What I didn't know was there was such a waiting list that day. How long is your show and am I going to be in? We're going to do a 2-hour show Christmas Day. This Christmas, you guys know that's my favorite holiday. And what I really want to do for you fans and people that are connecting, you will get that free email magazine, Psyche's Gone Wild, and you'll be able to look through it, read it in your own leisurely time on the email. Those of you that are in on the contest, we're going to be also letting you in for the membership for a year. That means you're not in just the big room. There's over 40,000 of you in there right now and 20,000 in Facebook. You're going to be in a private room with Psychic Jethro, Carol Cook, Rochelle, and all of us wild people. So you can message, type private room, only those members are going to be in there. So that is also included in your winning. So you definitely want to do Christmas. I can tell you, we were talking about a little earlier, Kathy had won. We've had Annette put the pictures up, and Vicky also in Oklahoma. You get a box of items. So we do need your physical address. We are psychic, but we have to know where you go so that we can keep that sent to you in the mail. You'll get an email that makes sure you get it. And for those of you that have been getting the necklace, we want to thank you with the amethyst. I owe you a ring, Wendell. You called in last week, and I have been so enamored here that I have that coming out. I have a couple others. I know that I hope Sharon got her package. Please let me know. All of Carol's fans are going, Jethro, stop talking and let me talk to the woman. So that's what we're going to do.
I think it's all fascinating. Everything that you have set up for all of your I'm so interested in this.
I love it. Thank you. And we've got individuals here. We're going through with the phones. And so if you're hearing the phone, bear with me a little bit. We've got it in. I know other friends were asking me What do you do, Jethro, while these other psychics read? Oh, I'm over here chasing you around in Facebook. And what are you doing? What am I doing? I'm over here putting up the websites, getting it going over here, putting it out, sending out. I've got a lot of people that I copy and paste and send. This is Carol Cook. This is how to get a hold of. Come to Psychics Gone Wild room privately, because there you've got the room. There is a lot going on in there. Those of you know that come cook with Jethro. I do a lot of deals. We gave away prizes here Halloween for those of you who were here and remember what we did for the Halloween party, with the costume party. It was very fun. We had all of us here. Those of us got to see KK, you got to see Rebecca, who is going to be writing a wonderful Twin Flames article. It'll be in the magazine. So that's what you want to do. I don't know what is happening with the phone, but a couple of you guys are bleeping at me. So I hope you're giving me nice messages. I don't know, Morris. We're going to get you in. 3-3-4, do you want to go wild? Yes.
Yes. Hi, I just have a question.
Okay, no problem. And your name is, and this is Carol?
Okay. My name is Kira. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kira.
Hi.
What could I answer for you today or try to help get clearance on?
Okay. I've been going through a little bit, but I was just wondering if you did see love in the future, or how far away, if any.
Okay. So you're looking for Mr. Right, Mr. Right now? Is there
Mr. Right.
Mr. Right. Okay.
Yes.
So let me take a look, Kira.
Okay.
Okay. So I get a vision of a calendar so that I can get down a timeline. And I'm seeing something that is coming through possibly the last week of Christmas into January. Now, this is a person that you're going to be introduced to. And this person that you're going to be introduced to is not going to absolutely know why he's so drawn to you. And you won't be sure of this person. But he will extend himself to you. And so I see things, dating, dinner, even some going out for a nightcap even. And this individual will start talking to you more frequently, and it will become more than just a friendship, more towards the end of January. So that's probably what, it's almost Thanksgiving now, so in about a month. So even though everybody's in lockdown with COVID, you still have your ways to meet, and you know, it's divine timing, which is really awesome, because that means heaven and earth is going to make a way for this to happen.
Oh wow! Thank you.
Thank you, Kira.
So you said someone would introduce me to him, is what she said?
Yeah. Kind of like a family member. I'm seeing like a family member. So he's going to be a friend of a family member. Could be, maybe you've met this person once before in passing at some sort of family dinner or function. But for some reason, things are just going to start working their way through. So I'm seeing the last week following Christmas. Is there some elements of a person that you would really desire?
Yes, I have two children. I have a boy and a girl. One just turned 8, and my son will be 7 this month also. I just want someone that just kind of help balance things out, someone that I can trust, you know, and that actually, you know, just love my children and I. That's it.
Well, this person, let me get a vision of him. Hold on, please. Okay, he doesn't have children. And I think when you meet him, you're going to be there at whatever family function this is with your children. And not even considering how your relationship with him could change his life, he's going to be all in. All in.
Okay.
Which is really hard to find in a person these days. Correct, Jethro?
Oh, my gosh. And Kira, I love the fact of it. You've won the Goldstone necklace, and you've also won some multivitamins for your pet, premium pet supplements today when you came in. I apologize, you heard me yay because they were like dinging the bell over here from Virginia. They picked the first one that phone we could get in. So you won, Kira. Just put it at psychicjester.com and we'll send that out to you. And, you know, if you, especially with the pet things, you can get a hold of our wonderful Carol. She can set you with some other supplies. So I hope you have a friend that has a dog.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Kira.
Hey, Kira, it was nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
And
you're
we
welcome.
Love it. We're going wild. Those of you getting in, we got the phones going off the map. I have to ask Carol this problem. My husband keeps writing down 444 and just handing it to me. I am not into this stuff, so this is very infuriating. Is he telling me to 44 off, or what is this 44? I go 10 for you, good buddy. And now he told me that there's all these ones around me. Well, there's going to be one thing left is his head if I don't find out why he keeps handing me these 444s. Carol, what is going on with this crazy truck-driving man of mine?
Well, when people see numbers, they may appear to be a little bit off, a little bit crazy. But when they start calling numbers out to you, there's syncrasy to those numbers. 444 has a definite meaning, just like 1111. When you look at a clock, he may be looking at the radio and the clock in his truck, and it shows 1111. Well, what that is, those are angelic numbers. That means he is seeing you surrounded by angels, even though he may not be able to visually see them. That's what the 1111 is. And, it's something that you would not understand, but you feel. And when you start seeing these numbers, then you would probably maybe go to Google, you look them up, and you're like, wow, what's this supposed to be? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to believe in it, but understand that everybody has their angels around them, and he is actually getting a message for you to stop, take a look, and feel what's going on around you, and I think you might be surprised.
Very good. We have someone that has wrote in about their skinny dip, and we'll leave that alone. You can skinny dip on your own, and we love that, but we're not going to do that. We're wild, but not ready for that. So we've got a couple of others writing in today. I love you guys. I have a wolf totem, and my wife has a bear totem. Well, it's a hot time here, and I'm just telling you that old bear has been really getting really intense, Jethro. I don't know why, but since this has been happening, the last equinox and some of the energy here, we're a little worried. The reason I'm writing you and telling you about our totems is we keep having these symbols of energy pushing us. That's normal. And you guys, it's happening right now. This is coming up. Those of you know the time, the 11-11-2020 is kindred spirits and also working really strong with twin flames and other energies. So you're having those things through there. I love the fact the way you related it there. Watch with it. If you know the bluebird is sitting there, it's telling you to be strong with the house. If you're having, I don't get offended, but if you're having bugs, if ants are there, it says work together. Ants work together. If you're having cockroaches, it's saying you're being protected. I'm not saying you have cockroaches. I'm just saying watch what's going on with the whole house. I had a person that goes, well, my wife's a hawk. She's a hawk, and they sat back and rested on the fact that she would always get messages. The whole time they were having all these birds hitting the house, things happening. What it was telling them was the guys, your hawk is not watching where she should be. She got in trouble, had some job problems here, and now we're working together to get it back. So don't rest on your totems or your laurels. Message from Psychic Jethro. I have had a friend ask me out 3 times, Jethro. I sent you the picture. I don't know what it is, but whenever I get really close to him, I get a punch in the stomach or I feel very odd. I had someone say, leave him alone. I can see the energy. The person you're sending here to me, KC, and his relationship is with someone. This is not a physical person. You think you're fighting some girl. You're not down in the ghetto going, here we go, girl. What you're having up in the city fight is you're having some real serious part here that this is mama. And I know you're not going to care for this, but I do feel on the other side, she is not wanting your relationship with her son because of some other things. I do feel that this is a person that is a good friend, and I agree with you, but they're warning you. There is another reason. Definitely get with one of us. I don't have your picture, but I have his. Call us. Me and Carol are here. We're going to grab those phones, and Carol and me are going to read some more people. The time's a-ticking. baby's a kicking. How are you, 414? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you guys for taking my call. Can you hear me?
We can. And we
yes.
love it. This is Jethro and Carolyn. You got a question for Carol while I pull these numbers?
Yes. Sure. My name is Felicia Carroll, and
hi, Felicia.
I might not seem like I'm excited, but I'm so excited. I know something big is about to happen for me, and I'm trying to not calm it down, but trying to listen to what direction I need to go. So my question to you is any of that direction that I need to go, would I be moving with a different, with a career and going to Arizona at all?
So let me rephrase back to you so that I'm clear. Felicia, so you're feeling something paramount, something huge is going to happen in your life for you. And you believe, believe that it's along your lines of career?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like move from state, from this state I'm in now to like Arizona.
Oh, my goodness. Are you by chance becoming more of a public figure? I don't know in what realm that would be. Is that true?
Yes. Eventually, yes.
Okay. And I see you speaking in a large auditorium with many, many people in there. And I see applause. I do see whatever you are involved in taking off, happening. And it's going to happen where you're at, and then it's going to grow as you relocate into Arizona. Arizona, for a lot of people, is a magical place, especially with some of the energy vortexes that are in that state. And I do see a huge success for you, and I wish you all the world of luck and happiness out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm heading in the direction, so I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Matter of
thank
fact,
you so
I
much.
See, yes. I see, like billboards with, you know, outside of this theater where you're going to be giving presentations. I actually see you in this picture. And your dress is kind of golden orange. I see this on you. It's kind of, I'm kind of surprised that I'm getting this vision, but it's beautiful. And you're going to be a public speaker is what I'm getting. And you are going to have a huge contingency of people that believe and trust in what you do and what you say and how you walk your path. Beautiful.
Thank you. That was great.
Something
to
about
hear.
Love.
Thank
we
you.
Love her. Thank you for calling in. And you also have won a crystal heart necklace from Psyche's Gone Wild. All you got to do is go to psychejoker.com, say it was me, and we'll send that heart necklace out. It does take a little bit of time. I think our mailman has been running around. No, I tease her. She's a really good mail woman. But what is really serious about it is that what she will do is she says it's a customer service. It takes a little time here to get out of California, but we'll get it out to you, okay?
Yeah, you say, what do I need to say?
Go to psychicjethro.com and then just say you were the one that spoke today to Carol Cook, and that'll get you. So
okay.
We got to have your address. I will keep it private, but I got to have it to where I can send it. I had a person write me and said, I'm in Springs. I don't know where Springs is. We narrowed it down to the 373 of them, but we will send it to you, and thank you for doing it. And you'll also get our free magazine of Psychics Gone Wild.
Can I say one
Thank
more
you.
Thing? Felicia, if you could keep in touch with Jethro, I think Jethro is just going to be amazed at where you're headed in your life path. This is so awesome. Beautiful.
Okay, I'll make sure I will. Thank you, Jethro. I will. Thank you, Kira, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Well, you guys that are on there, we're trying to grab the phones. We had a little bit of a trouble here on 212, and I don't know. We heard a little bit of it, and then it clicked out. We're trying to get that in. I think you're in New York. I apologize to you. We're trying to get that working. We're going to grab the phones. We're going to go right in line. We're fair. We go to the next person that's there. Jethro, I have had this problem for 3 years, and his name is Danny. Danny will not stop. He has tried every means to convince me that he is gifted. We are sitting here today, and I have told him he will listen to what you and your hostess feel. I did send you a picture. I looked it up here. You sent it to my email while we were going. Please look at his picture and tell me the truth, Jethro, because one way or another, we've got to figure out if he's just chasing me, if he's psychic or psychotic. Oh, well, I don't think the later. I looked at Danny's picture, and I do think the ability. And Danny, what I'm going to encourage you to do to impress her with your abilities, help her with some real things there of sensing, telling her that you need to be together, that the guides are telling you and the other things. That's a little scary. It scares me, and I'm psychic. I've had people come to places and say, they're telling me, and I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that it is. It is normal for the guys to go, we're supposed to. We've had people with numerology. We're being brought together. Me and Carol can talk about angel people being brought together where the guys are like, everything I ordered, they show up. What you want to do is you want to induce her on some things that how does she, things are things that only she knows. Also do a little bit of research around, which is fun, and this is for those of you that are dating psychically. It's something I have always done in my life. I will go around and notice things that are changed. I feel and sense the place. This business is coming in. This is going to be a new place. And you tell your lover, here we are. Because you guys do know, I don't know if any of you guys know, but when I first got with my relationship, my person did not only not understand what the idea of a psychic, but she wasn't real crazy about it. So what's happened is I convinced her through these things of energy that it's a good thing. And I hope you two end up really happy together. I love there. I'm sorry, 212. We're going to grab the phone, and we've got actually 3 minutes. So what we're going to do, 347, is let you ask one quick question. We're going to slide out of plate because they're going to kick us off right in 3 minutes. Hello, 347.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika, and I just wanted to ask if you see me finding a new job soon, leaving my job anytime soon. That's what I wanted to know.
You're fine. And how do you feel, Carol, with her job? And I'm going to close the rooms here for those of you connecting.
Hi, Tiga. It's nice to talk to you today. I'm sorry, say again, please.
Tanika.
Hi, yes. Tanika. Excuse me for not hearing
That's
that
okay.
clearly. So as far as work, I actually see a volunteer situation where you are volunteering your time, and one, it's to keep you busy, keep you out, keep you alive and vibrant, and it's from that volunteer position that you would be offered a job. I don't know in what field that it is, and maybe Jethro can provide more clarification, but that's an immediate feed that I have received.
I feel that, and I feel it's right in the work. I feel there is something there, and I saw that whatever has been put there, there's something connected to a computer, something you put out in effort that's already had it, and I, you know, contact us back. They said you would probably hear by the 27th. I feel like it's within 10 days. It'll be signed, sealed, and in your hands. It's yours. That's what I heard.
Wow, that's excellent.
A volunteer job, not a regular job?
That's what I'm feeling. And we love with that. And those of you tuning in, that we want to make sure what the times you guys get. We just had a little bit of time there with the volunteer at 347. Definitely get a hold of us. We will be giving out a red carnelian necklace to you. Just write in, say, I'm the person that called in, only had a few minutes with Jethro and Carol on their wildness. We got to run because they kick us right out the door. They don't give us any chances. Jethro, psychicjethro.com. Carol, tell them how to get a hold of you. Where would they email or contact if they want that full time with Carol?
They can actually contact me via my email account, and it looks like cabocook.com or cabocook@AOL.com, and it's cabzeroc00k@AOL.com.
And we love all of you. 925-415-756-667-321. Come back again. Let's go wild. It's the way to be. We'll talk to you next week, and it will be Saturday again when Carol's back with that cooking attitude. We love her.